Hi everyone, Russ here inviting you to watch, listen, and share episode 3. The guys take a deep dive into personal development and the importance of balance in our lives and in our feedback to our loved ones. The journey of growth is challenging, which is why resources from others can prove to be helpful along the way. For more conversations like this, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Enjoy this episode and come grow with us.
Welcome to another episode of the Somebody Son Podcast, where biting your tongue is never allowed. Young men battle with the pressures of manhood every day. Each episode, we tackle topics that focus on worth, actions, and relationships. Our goal is simple: help men win the war with themselves.
Are we live?
Are we live? Okay. How y'all been, man? It's been a while. How y'all been?
Dude, it's been a minute, man.
Yeah.
We ain't even talked in a while, for real.
Oh, man. All is well, though.
All is well.
All is well. G, how you been?
Doing well. Glad to be back.
Oh, man. So what's been going on? What's the week been like? You know, check in. Do a nice little check in. It's good to check in on your friends.
Yeah, man. A lot of growth and development. You know what I'm saying? A lot of fun.
Fun.
You know what I'm saying? Got to see a buddy I ain't seen in a minute. Brother I ain't seen in a minute.
Okay.
Minute. Getting to see y'all I ain't seen in a minute.
Dude, I feel great.
It's always refreshing.
Yeah, yeah. I just started this new book.
Okay.
I don't want to dive into the specifics of it, but all I'm going to say is,
please,
like,
don't.
No.
The
long-winded one.
You want the spark notes of it.
Yeah.
It's called...
give me the blinkest.
The 33 Stratagems of Ancient China.
Okay.
It's a power book, bro. We're making power moves only now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what about you, man? What's going on? What's new?
I was given this idea a couple years ago, probably about 3 years ago, and I've been sticking to it. So, I tried to pick a theme for the year. This year's Take Bold Action.
Take Bold Action.
And
oh, I love it.
Everything I do, man, I'm making sure that I'm bold with it. And then the second, like, that's really more like the personal business side. But the spiritual side for me, I really, I'm going to piggyback off of a pastor from Transformation Church, Mike Todd. Mm. He talked about his theme is stronger.
Stronger.
And just becoming stronger spiritually and, like, really getting to a different level of depth in your spirituality. So,
ooh, I can apply that to life.
That's fine,
I'm
going
to get stronger in every aspect. Yo, that's amazing to hear.
Absolutely, man.
Have y'all had any pivots you had to make recently?
My. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's wrong with this guy?
While I appreciate where y'all are in the Take Bold Action, and we've recognized many times, I think, on this venue and on this medium that... each of us are at different stages and phases.
Yeah.
I've seen my season, and I'm sure I will see it again. I look forward to my season of Taking Bold Action.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I recently had to pivot from bold action to bold peace, maybe.
Okay.
Bold peace. Like just chill.
Like peace of mind.
Yeah.
Go deeper with that. What you mean?
And I was running, and I think I realized that I need to take, you know, a pit stop.
Okay. Slow it down.
Yeah. Pastor of Alpha Street, which is what a church I attend.
Yeah.
It's on Selah right now.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Sabbatical.
Effectively.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But getting that rest and that taking that break and being able to reconnect in a way that you might not be able to when you're on the go so much.
Yeah.
And you're trying to feed so many people and feed yourself at the same time, but you aren't always able to nourish adequately.
Yeah.
So
that's a bar.
I'm in a dope place.
That's a bar.
I think a lot of time we kind of talk, particularly on here, we talk about being plugged into the source.
Yeah.
But from a sabbatical perspective, I was listening to a TED Talk, and the guy really talked about how every 7 years, he's the CEO of his own business, every 7 years, he takes a full year off.
Oh, dude, like, I heard about that.
Yeah.
The whole business is... just crazy.
Yeah,
they got the highest retention rates, right?
Completely unplugged from the business. The employees run it. He's able in that 1 year to develop so many ideas and pivots for his business that when he comes back, the next 7 years of growth has been sustained. And so he's made it a standard practice for all employees. Like whole year PTO, completely paid.
I think, and I'm glad you touched on this, man, because as much as we try to focus on, you know, putting out information that people can directly apply, staying plugged in, consume as much information as possible, up your game, step the level up. We need to make sure that people are unplugging also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when we started this, we talked about tackling topics that influence the way men see their worth, their actions, and their relationships.
Yeah.
And we talked about this idea of helping men win the war with themselves. I think what's even more important, though, is you can't win a war if you're always fighting. So you gotta unplug.
You gotta
disengage. There's power in that. So what are you doing to disengage? And how are the people around you even responding to you? Because you've been, I mean, since undergrad, you've been pretty intentional.
Yeah, as many of us have been. Intentional, and I hope many of us has been. I thought you were getting that just on go mode.
Sure.
But you know what? I realized, like, I don't have the luxury right now of just taking the time off, like 6 months, a year off. That will come at a significant sacrifice to my significant other and I. And we got kingdom goals, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Jess.
So one of the things I've picked up along the way is if you change the conversation and the environments that you're in, you make room for a little bit more peace, a little bit more rest.
Okay.
And you change the appetite. So for me at work, a lot of my conversations are around mindfulness, and a more conscious existence.
Okay.
And so instead of that, kind of, what are you doing next? What are you working on now? Okay, but what is that preparing you for? All the time, it's a completely different conversation. And that takes shapes in so many different ways. And I'm watching the people around me respond to that in such a welcoming way. Yeah. And I'm hearing from them in the ways that they're evolving in their lifestyle and their ability to still be productive, but have kind of that rest and relaxation all up in the mix.
Like influencing those around you based on your personal decision to just make a shift or a change.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I don't want to take a whole lot of credit here, but I do think it's our responsibility to kind of change the culture in ways that we think are necessary and healthy. And I think we all do that in varying ways.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess I'm a part of it. It's a shift going on.
I got you.
It's a shift in the conscious.
Well, self-development is contagious, though.
It is very contagious.
Self-development is contagious.
People see it. And I think, and I love that because the people in my circle are very competitive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Extremely competitive. Yeah. And I love it because
it's... Manhood 101.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And people see I'm working hard, I'm pouring into myself. I'm investing a lot in myself right now. And people are seeing that. And I'm making a point too to people that are in my circle.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you gotta be on this wave, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I directly see the influence of my decisions on being more conscientious or mindful, you know, or putting more time into reading.
Yeah.
Or even now, like with a lot of my friends, they would watch, you know, like we would watch Netflix and stuff,
And there's nothing wrong with Netflix.
There's
nothing wrong with Netflix.
There's nothing wrong with Netflix. It is a great place to escape. Yeah. But like you said, taking bold action was your theme for the year.
Yes, sir.
Mine, yes, sir. And I love taking bold action. You know, mine for this year is, you know, being very intentional.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So being very intentional. So a part of that is understanding what are my goals?
Yeah.
What is it that I want to achieve?
Yeah.
And how is it that I can feed myself just enough
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
So like for Netflix, for instance, right? My friends now, and based on your recommendation, I'm watching shows like The Men Who Built America.
Yeah.
Killer show.
Require watching.
Docuseries.
Yeah. For every entrepreneur. Yeah.
For every entrepreneur or, you know, rising businessman, it is a must watch into how the founders of America built this country. You know what I'm saying? So not only that, but like Billions, also must watch media. Yeah.
Axe Capital.
Yeah. Shout out to Bobby Axelrod. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I find everything directly in my scope of view to be very geared towards what I'm aiming for.
Do you think men are encouraged to do like self-development? And gee, I'm interested particularly, you've been able to navigate undergrad in a way that I thought I was very intentional, but like your balance between ambition and like your spiritual connectedness is one that, I mean, I know very few men that would rival. So kudos to you. But do you think we encourage men to do self-development to the point that we need to?
I would say in general, I don't think so. I actually had to seek that encouragement outside of my immediate circle.
Okay.
And a lot of it is a testament to the men's group you and I are both a part of.
But, yeah.
Naturally, whether I was at work, at school, traveling in between the two, I was not often encouraged by men either. Working alongside me, men beyond me, and men even beneath me, not sure. Beneath in the sense that I'm better than them, but men that I could be encouraging, whereas men beyond where I'm at could be encouraging me. I saw very little of that. And it was actually a sermon I heard through Grace Midtown, the church, where they said, champion those alongside you, build those up that are behind you, and then those before you, honor them. Even in terms of overcoming envy.
Yeah.
And I think just a prime example is in seeking that encouragement myself, men especially that are beyond me in life that I aspire to be, you know, to be a husband, to be a father.
Sure.
I found that through that group.
And yeah.
I sometimes, like we've mentioned on this podcast before, you oftentimes you have to seek what it is you're looking for if it's not surrounding you already.
Why don't we do that?
Hold on.
I want to unpack that a little bit.
Bro, that's so real. That's such a good question, bro. Like, if you think about it historically, men have not been encouraged to self-develop because if we had, society would be different.
We have
society would be completely different.
I think,
women, hold on, brother.
Look, my
hold
on, you're right.
You know how the young brothers do.
So there we go. With you old folks.
Yeah. All right. No, but seriously, bro.
Yeah, my fault.
Society wouldn't be what it's been. Women wouldn't have been treated in the way that they've been treated. We would not be as complacent.
Okay.
Look, business, we've crushed it. Technological advancement, we've crushed it.
Yeah.
But where have we, how have we grown as a culture and as a society? Like, and I don't want to change the topic, but I know that this is a real thing for us.
Yeah.
Realizing that we grew up on rape culture in our music that I love and I still have extreme love for, which is hip hop.
Yeah.
You're seeing the self-development now, but historically, have we seen it? And how have, you know, men been encouraged? I don't know.
So hip-hop as a genre is a young genre.
Yeah.
But like, it hasn't it's been around that much.
Big facts.
So I'm going to go out there. This is my prediction, or you will, or as Joe Budden would call it, a hot take. I'm a firm believer the reason why we continue to support Jay-Z in the way that we do is because he has continued to evolve.
That's
but he's
true.
One of the very few rappers that can feed the older you the same way he influenced the younger you, although that's on different ends of the continuum and what he's feeding you.
Yeah.
Like he's,
like
if you listen to his album, the 444 album, 444 album, the Carters album, like just what him and his queen have been able to do over the last 5 years as far as relationship goes and influencing you to tackle those things in your relationship that you might have just put to the side. That's totally different from the guy who told me he'll never wife somebody. You know what I mean?
Never wife.
Although it's the same guy.
That's dope. Same, same dude.
So it's just,
same guy.
I think that evolution alone somewhat encourages self-development, if you will. But I want to unpack this a little bit more because you said, I think we all agree that society as a whole has been more patriarchal focused, right? Where it's catered to men.
Yeah.
But we haven't focused on self-development. And in many times, because we haven't, we've then reflected towards women. They need to go work on themselves to really make us feel good about who we are and appease our insecurities. This is why I'm a firm believer we need more women leaders. Because they've worked on themselves for so long that if they were really empowered to be in a position of leadership, I mean, look at some of these women CEOs. They're running circles around their male counterparts. You look at some of these board of directors, like these women are crushing it. And I think we have to acknowledge, I think it's manly to acknowledge men just haven't been really focused on ourselves and we really haven't encouraged one another. That's not a hot topic in the barbershop to be able to tell you, hey, brother, the same way you focus on that fade or your lineup, you also need to take your behind to go get some therapy because you got daddy issues. You know what I mean? Like, so I just want to unpack that just a little bit.
I think it's very contradictory. What you said is so true, bro. Like, so being in a very patriarchal society, it's so crazy that when the self-development conversation, and I think you can go 100 different routes with self-development because from a business standpoint, from a professional career standpoint, self-development is the only conversation that men have.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like from the finances, but they're from the finances standpoint,
yep.
Self-development is the only conversation.
Yeah,
it's the normal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's the conversation between men. But then you get to mental health, then you get to information, then you get to skincare or whatever the case may be. You know, like taking care of your body.
Dude, dudes don't even want to go to the doctor.
Dudes don't want to. Look, I can't. I'll be straightforward too. Like I'll be completely honest. I'd be afraid to go to the doctor sometimes.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I don't like to. I don't want to hear something that's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's super interesting, and the fact that you bring up women, I'm not gonna lie, I consider myself a feminist.
Wow,
yeah,
it's a strong statement. I hope you back that up.
I ain't backing that up.
And, you might want to quantify that.
So here's the thing.
Okay,
right? I look at it more from a perspective of how can we influence or help lower income neighborhoods, you know, break down that barrier of, you know, self-destructive behavior or that cyclical oppression that you know, like lower income neighborhoods seem to face.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure.
And I was reading a recent study, and I would love somebody here to fact check me or just in case, or if somebody can find the article.
Yeah. Need an intern.
Need an intern, right, all right. And studies show, and like I said, I don't remember exactly where I read this article.
Sure. You can spit it out though.
Studies show that women in lower income neighborhoods who leave and get an education directly correlates to the success of the neighborhood.
I've heard that.
You know what I mean?
I've heard that.
So one of the things I am truly, I would say it's on my plate. Like I'm making it a goal to create a some sort of foundation where we can send women in lower income neighborhoods to get an education, whether that be, you know, technical skills or college education that they can't seem to fund.
Yep.
Like this is something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. So you're on to something, right? So I've heard that same study reference where women, if you solve the success of the women in neighborhoods or in communities, you end up bettering the community because of the influence they have in the community. But
right.
a lot of that also forces us to tackle the things that we haven't been doing as men.
That's right? 100% true.
Part of the reason you can fix a community if you focus on the woman is because the man ain't there.
He ain't doing it.
And when you're not in the house, when you're not in the community, how dare you think you can return after running from your responsibility and then think everybody else needs to pivot and change how they are to cater to you?
And from a self-development standpoint, I didn't mean to cut you off, but like from a self-development standpoint, a lot of the conversation that doesn't happen, especially within minority communities, is how can I be a better father?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I know, you know, you're a father yourself, and you're a great father, man. You know,
I appreciate that.
I will say that 100%.
It's a work in progress. Constantly.
It is.
Yeah.
It is trial and error. But a lot of people, you know, not only in lower income neighborhoods, not even just in lower income neighborhoods, but like a lot of men who don't have a father, that directly destroys a family. Not a family. I wouldn't say it destroys a person, but it's a part of you that's lost there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it should not be up to a single mother to
AKA
to.
Micro CEOs, man. We got millions of micro CEOs,
amen,
man.
Exactly. Speak on it.
Oh my God. If we had index funds that represented the capital introduced into our larger economic system.
Yeah. I love where you're going with this.
Yeah.
That reflected, again, these micro CEOs and their output, I would invest, man.
Big time.
Damon John. Stock continues to go up.
Damon John talked about this. He said he grew up thinking he didn't have heroes in his neighborhood. Right? He grew up thinking that until he got of age, and I'm paraphrasing, until he got of age and he realized, oh, we had heroes, but our heroes went to work from 5 to 10.
Yeah, and his story.
Because they
worked
in three jobs to provide.
Yeah.
And once you realize that, to your point, once you point that out, you have like this this urging or this nudge to want to invest in those same people in order to change their dynamic.
So essentially,
or change their reality.
Essentially, what I'm looking at is how can we get to the solution that will benefit the problem. At its core, you know what I mean?
I think a part of this is what we're doing now, right? Which is being very intentional in providing resources and encouragement for men. The pressures of manhood in the past have created an opportunity for men to run from their responsibility because they did not have the development or the tools to say, hey, King, this is what you need to be working on.
Yeah.
I love what Prince Dynell is doing. I think he's one of those people that are actually taking real action. And yeah, that don't mean you got to go open up a Jumpin' Jack Tax tomorrow, although, you know, support that, King. But I think one of the things that he's doing is he's sharing some of these nuggets of wisdom from his table saying, no, look, man, like you got to be very intentional in how you're building your family construct. Yeah. And so I think that's part of it, creating like these resources. I think the other part of it, though, is for a lack of better words, we need to start putting women in more positions of leadership.
Yeah,
I agree.
Big facts.
Because I have found, me personally, I have benefited more from women leaders in my career than I have from men leaders. Mm. Most men leaders see me as a threat.
You know what?
So women leaders have been the one that have really rolled the dice and took a chance on me. And that hasn't meant all of the leaders that I've worked for are equated to being equals, because I've had some that have just been, they'll believe anything and they don't want to support you and invest in you. But I do think we have to be very intentional. There's enough seats at the table for us to change the dynamic of the folks around the table. Yeah. And too many men in one room or even together does not produce the best results.
Big facts.
By far.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man.
So balance is key. We talk about moderation a lot as far as lifestyle is concerned.
Sure.
You're absolutely right, man. Yeah. We need to moderate the masculine and feminine in both the corporate and at home and in just other areas of society, man.
G, your parents are still together. What have you found or what insight have you gleaned from your father that has helped you as you've navigated as a young man?
I think primarily be perseverance and sacrifice. I've seen my father sacrifice time and time again to provide for our family, especially in times where, there was a season several years ago where he had to spend significant time in Omaha, Nebraska. And mind you, we lived in Atlanta, Georgia at the time, for months on end, just to keep a roof over our heads. Cause he was just in between jobs and that's what required him to provide. Yeah. And, that really, left an imprint on me in terms of my own walk. In terms of pursuing work or an education or relationships, it just a lot of things just require true sacrifice and persevering through those difficult times are two lessons I've learned, certainly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is.
That's awesome.
It is. I know you just said a mouthful on women in leadership. I think on the way to leadership, we need to work on our encouragement. And I even think about this myself, both at work and at home. If you ask my wife, you know, on the home front, who her biggest fan is, she knows who her biggest fan is, but I think on the day to day, she hears her biggest coach, her biggest, I'm always, you could go harder, baby. You got it. You know, woo, woo, woo. I'm always kind of pressing and pushing her to be greater.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's about just saying, baby, you're doing an amazing job exactly where you are.
Affirmation.
Yeah. Right where you are. You're doing it. You know what I mean? So that coaching versus that being a fan versus coaching, because she coaches me as well. But I think there's a duality. And then in outside of, you know, our immediate spousal relationships, just with our friends, man, when you see women out there getting to it, and even if they're not, pick them up, encourage them.
Bro, it's funny. I think as a man, I've always tried to solve things.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my marriage, I tried to solve things. And if they didn't get solved, then I'm like, yo, what are we doing? And that creates tension or friction. Yeah. But one of my good friends out of Houston, she's a realtor, and just somebody who I would often get a different perspective on just how women think, because I didn't grow up with women in my home outside of my mom. And she told me, she was like, listen, she gave me like the greatest ultimatum. She said, either you're going to try to do something differently in your relationship to be able to produce a more positive result, or shut up and stop complaining about it. Right?
Yeah.
Like you can't keep complaining about it and doing it your way and expecting things are going to change. Like you got to shift and change what you're pouring in. And what I have found is once I started changing the input, I start getting a better outcome.
So when, a better output, when you and I know you both are married, and I want to hear, so once you started, I know we talk about self-development here. Once you started to invest in yourself, mm-hmm. or do you see that influencing your marriage? Influencing
what?
Your
completely. My marriage took off when I started working on me.
Really?
Yes.
So, yeah.
But it forced me to acknowledge that there was work to do in me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think a lot of men don't want to acknowledge that because we're not encouraged to do self-development.
Right.
I had to work on me. I was going to a church at the time, Wheeler Avenue in Houston while I was there. And spending more time in that church, they got a strong pastor. I started working more on me. I had friends that told me, look, you need to go work on you. Once I started working on me, my relationship took off. But it took off because I had to first acknowledge that I wasn't where I needed to be completely either.
Yeah.
And so without having an example of men telling you that, no, you need to go do the self-care, you need to go do the self-development, hey, you too have blind spots. Mm-hmm. Without, in the absence of that, I thought I was all good. But once I started working on me, dude.
Plus one.
Hey.
Work on self first.
Yep.
The rest will follow.
Yeah, but people hear working on me and they say, well, what do I really need to work on? Like, as a man, what do you
think? We all have blind spots.
Okay.
We all have blind spots.
So would you say just in terms of, would you say identifying what your weaknesses are and working on them?
And ask those around you to have courageous conversations with you. Because a lot of times people can point out your blind spots better than you can because they can see them. They stand out more. It don't mean like they nitpicking, but they can help you.
And that's great that you said that because one of the things that I do so often, you can't, as a human being, you can't see everything that is wrong with you.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I would encourage people to do is, you know, go to your friends, go to women that you know. I go to my mother and I talk to my dad, my brother, and I ask them, I'm like, yo, what are some of my worst qualities?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you definitely think I need to work on? And last year, a lot of the people were like, yo, you got horrible time management.
Yeah.
So I really worked on it.
Yeah.
You know, I really worked on it. And I saw it improve me and I saw it improve people around me.
I think it goes back to the micro CEOs Chris talked about. Go ask the women in your community or in your circle, your moms, your sisters, your aunts. I have found women have been more willing to give me a courageous feedback on where I can do better. Than many of my male friends. And like I said, like my friend in Houston, she's a relative, but she was the one that kind of helped set me on this trajectory around, hey, dude, everything ain't good. Go work on yourself. You want to change your situation? Go work on yourself.
Yeah.
Mic drop?
The rest is history.
Mic drop.
Is that a mic drop?
That's
yeah,
it.
Man.
That's a
I appreciate pillow. Y'all, man. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure,
always.
King.
Always.
You know what it is. I appreciate you, man.
Ah,
this
my
was
God.
Good.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Somebody Some podcast. We encourage you to share this episode with a friend. And remember, on this path called life, you are not alone. Thank you for watching. Until next time. She liked the way that I finessed it. She stared so long, she let me know.